This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New data from the Bureau of Reclamation predicts more dry conditions for the Colorado River. The river has been under shortage conditions since 2021, meaning less water to some downstream states. Cynthia Campbell, a water law researcher at Arizona State University, says policymakers have been too focused on managing the river year to year.
We have yet to see any courage in the sense of making choices that will bolster the long-term system reliability.
Colorado and six other states that use the Colorado River are in the middle of negotiations about how to use less water in the future. An Arvada-based space company is hoping it's chosen by NASA. They're charged to develop the next-generation lunar terrain vehicle used by astronauts. CPR's Dan Boyce saw a demonstration of the latest prototype.
Lunar Outpost's Eagle rover is much bigger than the moon buggy used by Apollo astronauts in the 70s. Its gleaming metal open cabin allows two astronauts in cumbersome spacesuits to sit side by side. CEO Justin Cyrus.
This is critical for our company, for lunar mobility, for what we're trying to do on the lunar surface.
The Lunar Outpost team is one of three finalists for NASA's Artemis moon missions. If selected, the company's Eagle rover would transport astronauts around the moon for the next decade. The contract would be worth nearly $2 billion. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.